USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Russian Ministry of Defense says its warship, Moskva, has sunk in the Black Sea. Reports say a fire broke out on the guided missile cruiser, causing explosions and the crew to be evacuated. Ukraine says it hit the warship with anti-ship missiles, causing it to sink. Reports were conflicting throughout the day about whether the ship had sunk like Ukrainian officials reported earlier in the day.
Over time, Buy America has become basically a hollow promise. My administration is making Buy America a reality.
President Biden speaking in North Carolina, Biden promoting homegrown technology and manufacturing, and saying the United States must invest more money in research and development to stay competitive in the global economy. Biden again blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising inflation around the world. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The black nationalist suspect in Tuesday's New York City subway shooting has been ordered held without bail. Frank James turned himself in a day after authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters, shooting 10 people. He faces federal terrorism charges based on the fact that the events took place on a mass transit system. James' court-appointed lawyer, Mia Eisner-Grinsberg, reminds everyone.
What happened in the New York City subway system on Tuesday was a tragedy. It is a blessing that it was not worse. We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment.
Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow losing 113 points to fall to 34,451. The S&P and NASDAQ also losing ground. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An actor is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. pled guilty on Wednesday to a misdemeanor count of forcibly touching a woman at a New York nightclub in 2018 as part of an agreement with prosecutors that spares him any jail time. The guilty plea, in which Gooding also admitted in court to subjecting two other women to non-consensual physical contact in 2018 and 2019, was also a part of the settlement. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A school district is helping middle school students to perform a show in drag.
A Washington State school district is rewarding a middle school LGBTQ club $2,000 for setting up a drag show for students. 770 AM Washington reports Bellingham Public Schools announced the Whatcom Middle School Group as the winner of its Think Big competition. The drag show beat out building storm gardens and helping meet student transportation needs to and from school. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A new Quinnipiac poll found that President Biden's support among Hispanic voters has collapsed to 26%, with 54% of Hispanic voters disapproving of the president. The same poll found that Hispanic support for Biden was so low that white voters had a higher approval rating of the president at 29%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.